This is Dr. Singham dictating from the Orchards of Southgate. Patient first name is Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A. Last name is Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Date of birth is 1-3-1972. Date of evaluation is 8-26-2022. HPI history page, complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, history of bipolar disorder, and to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions. History of present illness, this is a 50 years old female who has been a resident of this facility since 8-6-2021. She was admitted from Henry Ford Wyandotte Hospital. Her chart indicates history of hemiplegia and hemiparesis following cerebral infarction, history of fall, acute kidney failure, asthma, depression, anxiety, obesity, vertigo, hypertension, atelectasis, fibromyalgia. Patient has somewhat of a poor historian. She reports that she was seeing a psychiatrist at Community Network Services and was given a diagnosis of bipolar disorder 1 with mixed features. Period. Patient expressed some frustration over being here and wished she could go home. She acknowledged that she had stroke and she is not able to walk. Patient had some trouble recalling what medicine she's taking, but she talked about past history of taking Vraylar and Geodon. She's currently on Risperdal and olanzapine and amitriptyline. Patient reports that she's comfortable on current medications and did not want any changes. She talked about loss of her parents within the past year. And reports that she was close to her mother. Patient talked about her daughter and son. Reports that her daughter has two children and son has one. And daughter is expecting another one soon. Patient denied any hypomanic or manic symptoms at this time, but reports history of psychiatric hospitalizations. She denied any suicidal ideation, intent, or plans. She vaguely admits to some paranoia and reports that sometimes she sees things on the wall or someone passing by her room, but nobody's there. She denied any auditory hallucinations. Next paragraph, patient reports that she lived in Michigan most of her life. She reports that she worked as home healthcare aide. She acknowledged that she has been under psychiatric care for a long time, as far as back since her mid-20s. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, comma, inability to walk, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular non-depurated respiratory shortness of breath, uses oxygen, gastrointestinal genital urinary non-depurated musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic and non-depurated psychiatric as reported above, heme endocrine allergies, heme allergies as non-depurated next pair of past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, at community network services, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization, yes, next pair of prior history of suicide attempt denied, next pair of medical record, lab diagnostic test, collateral form and chart, nursing, next paragraph under social history, current relationship, under current relationship, single, number of children, two, current employment, not working. Next paragraph, medical record lab diagnostic test, review collateral form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habit, medical history. See medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, see chart, family history not available, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied, current medications, MAR reviewed, amitriptyline, 150 milligram HS, Zyprexa 5 milligram twice a day, and Risperdal 3 milligram at bedtime. Next paragraph, blood pressure 121/75, pulse 77, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements of weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech clear, mood dysphoric, effect constricted, thought processes, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, no suicide, homicidal thoughts, reported perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, place, patient thought is August 24, 2022. Memory recent mildly impaired. She could recall one out of three objects after 3 minutes, and two out of three with some cues. Attention, concentration mildly impaired. She could spell the word house forward, but had trouble spelling it backward to forward. Auto knowledge fair. She knew Biden as a president. Judgment and insight limited, sleep and appetite, fair, assessment plan, bipolar disorder, current episode, depressed, have 31.32, plans continue, olanzapine and risperdal as prescribed, patient has been taking these medications for years and does not want any changes at this time. Number two, major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate, F33.1, plans continue amitriptyline as prescribed. Patient may benefit from psychotherapy. Disposition, patient has significant physical limitations and also exhibits some cognitive impairment and overall decline in her cognitive functioning. She has limited insight and was not aware of her current psychotropic medications. She seems to lack capacity to make informed medical decisions at this time. However, she should be consulted for decision-making process. Next paragraph, under supplemental risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of antipsychotics, tricyclic antidepressants, risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above, end of dictation.